You're listening to Tree Note. I've always thought of forests and the sea as two distinct and separate systems. But there is a connector, driftwood, which brings elements of living forests to coastal marine life. Where does driftwood come from? Well, some comes from the ocean, from ship fragments and wooden dock pilings, but the majority is from tree falls and forestry debris that floats down rivers or have escaped from logging rafts. In areas like the rugged shoreline of the Pacific Northwest, huge piles of driftwood in the form of logs and sticks and root wads pile up willy-nilly just above the tide line. Many have lost their distinguishing features, but a few retain clues that reveal their identity. The orange hues of alderwood, the chunky limbs of spruce, the candelabra tops of western red cedar. Driftwood supports healthy ecosystems by giving beaches and dunes better stability, where winds and waves cause the sands to shift constantly. And it provides safe places for seeds, nesting sites for birds, and resting areas for marine mammals. Nature's sorting of driftwood by size and age along shorelines also gives scientists insights into historical water levels. That's critical in areas where conventional water level measurements don't exist. It can also provide data about the movements of marine pollutants and plastic litter. I love driftwood. It's an example of how trees continue to be useful long after they've fallen, and it creates a vibrant and never-ending link between forests and the sea. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.